From Colorado Public Radio, I'm Andrea Dukakis in for Ryan Warner, and this is Colorado Matters. Time now for our regular check-in with CPR's health reporter Eric Whitney to find out what's happening on his beat. Welcome back, Eric.
Hi, Andrea.
You've been talking with healthcare leaders in Colorado about what the elections mean for the state going forward. What are they telling you?
I'm hearing a lot of them say, at least now we have some certainty. You know, for the last couple of years since the president signed the healthcare law back in March of 2010, healthcare organizations have been unsure what's, you know, whether it's really going to go forward. Everybody from private insurance companies to doctors' practices to hospitals and safety net clinics, they've all been stuck in this kind of murky place where they're moving forward, you know, making these changes that Obamacare calls for and trying to plan for the big health system changes. But they've had to hedge, too. You know, first, no one knew if the Supreme Court was going to uphold the law, and then no one knew whether there was going to be this big political change in Washington that would bring the health law down. So the healthcare leaders I'm talking to are saying, well, at least now we have a known, and that's preferable to an unknown.
And the unknown is what would have happened if Mitt Romney had been elected. And Romney, of course, said he'd repeal Obamacare on day one of his administration.
Right. And, you know, there was a lot of speculation about whether he actually would have been able to do that or how much of Obamacare he'd actually be able to undo, you know, what kind of Congress he'd have to deal with to repeal the law. But like I said, all that speculation goes out the window now. And at least now there's some certainty that the country has this blueprint in place for how to reform the healthcare system and that big threats to that blueprint appear to be in the past.
You mentioned Congress. There hasn't been a huge change there. Republicans kept a majority in the House. Democrats remained in control of the Senate. So the president doesn't really have to worry about the health care law being undone on Capitol Hill, right?
Not entirely. You know, I think we'll see more of the same from Congress with regards to the health care law in the next couple of years. That is, Republicans in the House will continue to pass bills to repeal or undo Obamacare, and those bills will continue to die on arrival in the democratically controlled Senate. That being said, how Congress deals with the budget going forward, you know, including sequestration and the fiscal cliff, will have a big impact on the future of Obamacare. You know, the law calls for new subsidies to help lower income people buy health insurance starting in 2014 and for a major expansion of Medicaid. Those are both big, expensive items. And I don't think any healthcare leaders in Colorado take it as a given that those things are going to happen exactly as called for in the healthcare law. So we'll have to wait and see.
And speaking of Medicaid expansion, that's a big open question here, whether Colorado is going to expand its Medicaid program as much as the federal health law calls for. Any clarity there from the election?
I think the fact that Democrats won back control of the state House and that they kept their majority in the state Senate means that it would be pretty surprising if Colorado didn't expand Medicaid significantly. You know, that being said, the one person with the most control over that, Governor John Hickenlooper, is being very tight-lipped about it. You know, we've asked him multiple times about it, and all he'll say is that he's waiting for more guidance from the federal government before making a decision. I asked his office if we could talk with him or one of his health policy advisors about what questions specifically his administration has for the White House, you know, what kind of guidance they want about this Medicaid expansion. And they told us they're just not talking about it at this point.
Medicaid is, of course, the program where costs are shared by the federal government and the state. So expanding it would require more state funding. How much will the Medicaid expansion cost Colorado?
Great question. You know, we've asked the Hickenlooper administration for their estimate. They say they don't have one, which frankly, I find hard to believe. You know, I'd have to think they've at least sketched out some rough numbers for what it would mean for Colorado's budget. I know there are a couple of different organizations in the state that are trying to come up with their own estimates, but so far the only elected officials talking about how much it's going to cost in Colorado are Republicans. Attorney General John Suthers says it'll cost $1 billion over 10 years, and he's saying he got that number from the Hickenlooper administration. You know, mostly what the Republicans are saying is that the expansion is totally unaffordable, that Colorado shouldn't do it, and it would be a huge mistake.
So there's no real estimate for Medicaid costs going forward, but it seems reasonable to think it's going to be expensive, especially with rising healthcare costs.
Right. And that's something people in healthcare recognize. I asked one of Colorado's most influential doctors about that, Michael Promenko. He practices in Grand Junction, and he's been part of shaping the healthcare system there that's won praise nationally for keeping costs down, including costs in the Medicaid program. He thinks Colorado will and should expand Medicaid, but that the state needs to be careful about how it does that.
Really make sure that if you're going to expand Medicaid, do it in a way that makes sense and doesn't just expand on a system that's really had some issues on cost containment. We have to come to an acceptance that paying for everything under the sun, regardless of how well it works, is not a model that's going to get us anywhere.
It sounds a lot like he's talking about rationing.
He's not. He's calling for smarter, more efficient healthcare based on evidence of how well it actually works. And, you know, to me, I think that's one of the most significant outcomes of the election for healthcare in Colorado. We now know that Obamacare is going to move forward, and part of that law is a cost containment strategy that really aligns with a lot of efforts already underway in Colorado, you know, some that predate Obamacare and that really have a green light to go forward now, you know, a chance to prove themselves. Those boil down to doing healthcare smarter and more efficiently, eliminating redundancy and waste. There's a lot that goes into that, but much of it has to do with transparency. Doctors, hospitals, and insurance companies are supposed to be sharing more information with themselves and with patients and consumers so that everybody can make good decisions about what the best treatment options are, you know, who can do them for the best price and at the highest quality. So it's a set of market reforms, really, to try to make healthcare more like markets for other goods and services where the best value rises to the top and that things that are needlessly expensive or wasteful, they get eliminated by market forces. Like I said, there are a lot of new systems in Colorado that align with the federal healthcare law. Many of these cost containment strategies remain unproven, but with the clarity we got from the election, we'll at least get a chance to see if they work and how well.
Now, there are some people who think that the market, when it comes to healthcare, doesn't work like other businesses.
There are a lot of people who say that. It is kind of hard to tell now because there's so little of this transparency I talked about in the healthcare marketplace. Prices aren't public in general. That's starting to change in Colorado. So it's hard for market forces to really work in healthcare if people don't know the prices of what they're paying for. You know, different people pay different prices. And so this transparency, it's hoped, will allow people to find out where the best prices are, where the best value is. And it's hoped that that will, like I said, drive value, that the providers that can do healthcare most efficiently at the best price, at the highest quality, they're going to rise to the top. And all of this redundant, wasteful healthcare that's happening in the system now will fall by the wayside because the market will go away from that.
Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrea.
Eric Whitney is CPR's health reporter. Go to CPR.org for a link to his story about how the election affects Colorado's health insurance exchange. Eric also participated in a recent NPR Twitter chat about healthcare reform, and you can find that chat on our website as well.